And a good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Because here's the good news.
Welcome to Thursday edition of Not Necessarily the News, with live reports from the Daily and Planet. Junior reporter reporting, Jimmy Olsen. Welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live, where fun will be had in the comments section. Let us know what you think the manwich is going to do. Yesterday, Time Magazine, that's also breaking news, they still exist. And Time Magazine comes out with lists, of course, and they did do that. They listed the 100 most influential digital creators of 2025.
Okay.
Or just in general, I guess. That would include a list. They weren't ranked or anything, but you had Mr. Beast on there. Sean Evans, he does Hot Ones, where he makes famous people eat hot things.
Yeah.
Of course, Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
The Alex Cooper from the Call Her Daddy podcast. And then the Hawk Tua girl actually did make it.
No.
She won't go away in the thing. So I did not see on the list our girl, Dream Girl.
Dream Girl.
Not
yet. Did not see her, no. And I did not see us on the list.
All right, followers, please follow 92.1, Hank FM.
See, thank you very much.
Next year.
Yeah, Cowgirl Closet wasn't on there either. But Time Magazine, find it at a local lobby near you.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are Splitsville, or are they? The duo have been spotted hanging out with the newlyweds Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos, along with a slew of other celebrities, on their European honeymoon. Insiders now say the Pirates of the Caribbean star wants Katy back. Baby daddy may have to get in line. Word is John Mayer also ready to put his name on her dance card. They did date back in the day.
Ooh.
And would be thrilled to romance her once again. In related news, why did Lauren and Jeff invite all these people on their honeymoon? It's a little odd.
Well, and why did he do this yesterday, as we are in the throes right now of Amazon Prime Days with day three? Is that right?
Yes.
I don't even know anymore.
Correct.
Man. There's so much Prime.
According to a securities filing yesterday, Jeff Bezos sold nearly 3 million shares of Amazon. Worth $665.8 million. And Bezos evidently plans to sell up to 25 million shares of the company's stock by May of 2026. Because that's what you do when you're just about to get married. Gotta liquidate. And pay for that thing.
So Joey Chestnut sucked down 70 and a half hot dogs in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest last weekend. But can he go for a run with a full gullet? Well, the internet wants to know, the latest viral challenge, who would win a hot dog eating contest followed by a 100-meter sprint? Joey or Usain Bolt? It's now being debated the world over. As you can imagine, everyone has an opinion. But Joey, up for the challenge, despite the fact that he's got mobility issues, pins in his leg, and has been known to run a marathon or two.
And 100 hot dogs somewhere in his gullet, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they can eat the hot dogs.
So they eat the hot dogs.
And then they're going
to
run.
And then they have to go for a run. And
and you think the manwich is going to be gross today.
I was going to say, I don't know who's cleaning up after this, but I hope their union, like a shift differential and overtime.
I mean, I think with the hot dog factor, you've got to
put
your money on Joss. Well, it got renewed for season 7. Congratulations to the Kelly Clarkson show. Got the green light. Fans probably won't have long to watch. Should be in September. But will Kelly be there? So there's been all these reports just throughout this season that she's trying to actively leave the show.
Yeah.
And even, you know, I mean, it's called the Kelly Clarkson Show.
So how do you have the Kelly Clarkson Show without Kelly?
I don't know.
Mm.
But they're maybe going to try it. This is probably going to be the last season of the Kelly Clarkson Show for her just wanting to walk away. For various reasons to which Kelly, our Burleson girl, has not said.
Mm.
So, I am happy to announce that we are renewed as a show for tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, the schedule's not out for next week, but...
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Hopes are high. Hopes are high.
So Pina Colada Day has arrived, but can it also double as a form of therapy? One survey shows that 96% of us actually feel relaxed with a pina colada in our hand. Over half of us say, hey, they put me in vacation mode. The drink was created at the Caribe Hilton in 1946 to reflect the spirit of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's still one of the most controversial songs in pop history.
Yeah.
This is another point of contention on the internet, just so everyone's clear.
Yeah.
It is sung by Rupert Holmes, not Jimmy Buffett.
Or Greg Kinn. Or this guy.
But my request is that you could stop playing Afternoon Delight. That song is just terrible.
It's delightful.
We'll get it on, sir. As of yesterday, Max is officially HBO Max again.
Oh.
In response, Showtime renamed themselves officially as that channel we only get when it comes with something else that we signed up for. And then finally in business news, yesterday, Linda Yaccarino has stepped down officially as the CEO of Elon Musk's social media site, X. So in other words, the ex-CEO is now the ex-CEO. That's weird how that works.